day room, too many people. Now, how about that?
I don't know, Sheriff.
Are you sure? You sure you don't know she told my wife we owe it to her? Anything like that?
No, sir.
Uh-huh. Did you put her up to this?
No, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, then my wife calls me on the phone. I say, well, they can use this storeroom. But now that isn't enough. She wants some school teacher to counsel the convict, too. Now, what do you think about that?
I think it's up to you, Sheriff.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It is. A man to be executed is in my personal custody. I decide, and the answer is no. Professor, get out of here.
I called this number.
Did you hear me, Professor?
A phone number.
What?
Only Pichu and his wife. They both waiting to hear from you.
You called him?
And his wife. I was with the Pichu family a long time, and you know it.
Yo, you are pushing me very hard.
Call Mr. and Mrs. Pichu. They waiting.
God damn it. Come on, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Henri Pichot.
I worked for those people near 30 years. How many of their babies I hold in these arms? How many clothes I wash? How many meals I serve? Who ran Pichot House when there was divorces and deaths in that family? Who carried law papers to the courthouse and flowers to the graveyard? I did all kind of things for the Henri Pichots. And Sam Guitry's wife is a Pichot. They'll do what I want.
And what is that, Miss Emma?
It was Jefferson's own lawyer called him a hog.
The public defender? Why?
He saw the verdict was going to be guilty. So he says, look at this boy. What kind of justice is this? Backwoods Louisiana, dirt poor, no nothing, is nothing. Not even a human being. I would have soon put a hog in that electric chair, because that's what we'd be doing, electrocuting a hog. That's what was said before all the world, why you wasn't there. Now, Jefferson, don't say nothing except, yes, all right. He's a hog, and they can drag him to that chair and kill him like a hog. And that's what he's going to make them do.
Pichot family says yes. I say within the law.
The law's going to kill Jefferson, Mr. Guitry. I accept that.
Then what do you want done here?
Grant Wiggins is a teacher.
So?
I want him to teach my Jefferson to die like a man.
What?
Wiggins, what is this?
Evidently, the defense called Jefferson a hog.
What can you say to Jefferson about that?
I have no idea, sir.
Folks, let a preacher visit Jefferson the way it ought to be. Think about his soul now, not his body.
The Reverend Ambrose will visit Jefferson. This is something else. I'd appreciate an answer.
I'll consider it.
Appreciate it now.
What?
If it ain't too much a bother.
Well, it is. But all right. You thank the Pichot family for this, not me. Now, you, the preacher, and Wiggins see the prisoner. In here. Both doors locked, him in shackles and leg chains. 1 hour weekdays, not before 3 and not after 5. And nobody gets upset. First sign of aggravation, any trouble at all. It's finished. Paul, take over.
Yes, sir.
You wait here, Miss Emma.
Thank you, Lord.
Your legs hurt?
Yeah, but I got it done.
Not yet, you haven't. What about me?
You?
You never asked me if I want to do this.
I know what you'd say, no.
You talk to Jefferson? Why should I?
I think I haven't tried. He won't even look at me. My boy just looks at the wall, says nothing. You, the teacher, you talk to him.
Miss Emma, I do not. It's been a long time.
6 short years.
6 long years.
Went to college, got a degree.
I said it 1,000 times. Thank you.
But what do you mean?
Never mind.
No. But what do you mean?
I mean, I hate teaching. I hate the South. I hate everything about this place. Before I go crazy, I'm going to live somewhere else.
Not here?
No, ma'am.
Not with your own people here?
No, ma'am.
Or the children?
The children. They don't like me. I don't like them. What's called a school here is a pitiful waste of everybody's time. I try. I teach. And I get next to nothing taught to anybody.
Try harder.
No, thank you. As for Jefferson, none of this is going to help him. And I haven't said I'm doing any of it.
They're coming back.
Stand right there, prisoner. Miss Emma, professor, I need you to stand up. Purse.